We're here with Scott Baker. Scott, first and foremost, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So let's talk North Platte Youth Baseball. So give us what you have. Yeah, I know you have a flyer with us, and is it, you know, registration regarding or
correct registration regarding, and then some key dates for parents to know. Registration is now open at NorthPlatteYouthBaseball.com. They can go on and register. We have five divisions, four to 6 year old T-ball, 6 to 8 kid or machine pitch assist for kids who can swing a little bit better, obviously, and then 9-10s, 11-12s, and 13-15s. Registration's open now until April 5th is kind of early registration. After that, the hard deadline is April 15th, which is tax day, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But after April 5th, it'll be a $25 late fee to register. And the 15th is a hard date registration. That's just because we need to get uniforms ordered, coaches, their teams, so then they can start practicing. Practice will start on that day, April 15th. And then we pushed our opening day back a week from last year, and we're going to start May 20th this year. We're going to go through, obviously, end of May, all of June, take 4th of July off, and then we do what we've done the last couple of years. We do an end-of-the-year tournament for 9-10s, 11-12s, and 13-15s. So we'll do that end-of-the-year tournament. I believe it's July 8th starting that week.
All right, fantastic. And where are some of the places around town that these teams practice and play at?
So everyone practices at Centennial Park, which is where the games will be held. Coaches will sign up when they get their roster of what days they want to practice. They can practice their scheduled practice times, whatever they choose. Again, they can, if they want to practice on weekends with kids, they certainly can. What's nice about Centennial Park, it's open all the time. So if there's no other teams out there, they can go ahead and practice. If they want to, it's up, totally up to them.
Fantastic. And I know you have a son that plays baseball. What has made you want to get into kind of leading this youth baseball here in town?
Well, it was kind of they needed some help on the board a couple of years ago, and I signed up. As you said, we have a son that plays for Maxwell St. Pat's, and he started playing T-ball. And they said, oh, we need some board members. Oh, sure, that sounds great. I'll come and help, you know, promote the sport and see what we can do to get the sport better and get it going. And then a couple years ago, they were looking for a president, and they said, Scott, you're in. I said, okay, I guess I'm the president of the board. So I've been there for the past, I think, 4 years now. I really enjoy it. It's just fun going out and especially watching the T-ball kids, just the big smiles on their face and having a good time. And it's great to see them progress from T-ball all the way to the 13-15s.
And do you think, maybe it doesn't, but do you think that there's going to be a bigger spark and interest in baseball now that North Platte High has a spring team?
I believe so. I hope so. And I hope with North Platte having a baseball team and Maxwell St. Pat's having a team, that kids can have the option to go, you know, to either one of the three schools and play baseball. And it's competitive for both the high school and Maxwell St. Pat's. Mm-hmm. So it's the great options out there for the kids.
Yeah, fantastic. And so registration, early registration, and is deadline's April 5th?
Correct.
And the hard deadline's April 15th?
Correct.
All right, fantastic.
Tax day. You can't
you
miss
can't
that
miss
one.
It, yeah. The tax day and the hard deadline for North Platte Youth Baseball registration. And so is there one team per age group, or do you get multiple teams for different age groups?
We get multiple teams. Again, it all depends on how many kids sign up for that age group. We like to play 12 games for each age group a year, which boils down to about 2 games a week. We usually play Monday through Thursday, with Friday kind of being kind of a rain out, or if they want to play on the weekends, if both coaches agree to play on the weekends, they certainly can. But it all depends on how many kids sign up for that age group.
And do in these 12 games, do they play teams around this area or in town? Or?
They'll play the same teams within the league.
Okay.
You'll probably see the same team maybe two or three times in the course of the whole season.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, anything else you have to add about the North Platte Youth Baseball Organization?
We're always looking for board members, always looking for sponsorships, corporations that want to sponsor teams, $250 to sponsor a team. And again, that goes to help with shirts and hats, and then whatever's left over goes back into the baseball. We do have a brand new scoreboard on Field 1.
Fantastic.
That is up. It should be running here soon, and we're in the process of hopefully ordering three more.
All right, sweet. And if people have questions about the league or registration or anything like that, how can those questions be answered?
So there is an email on the website. Go ahead and shoot us an email, and we will get back to you right away.
And can people find that flyer you have in front of you online?
Yes. Everything is online at that NorthPlatteYouthBaseball.com. I believe the sports shop has a couple flyers, so if people go in, I think Dunham's might have a flyer or two hanging around. And there could be other ones floating around somewhere, too. But if you go to that website, you'll definitely see everything, all the information that you need to know.
All right. Well, Scott, we appreciate the time for you coming on. And hopefully get a lot of names signed up and you have a successful baseball season this spring and summer.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jack.